Hi, it's November 29th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I hope everyone had a lovely and a joyful Thanksgiving. I want to talk a bit about certainty, because certainty has immense power in and of itself. People who are certain of what they believe in, certain of where they want to go, people who have certainty are unflappable. They are unshakable. They are undeterred from the goal that they have or the belief system that they have. I remember at the height of international terrorism, when ISIS and the Taliban were wreaking havoc across Europe and the Middle East, I remember thinking and saying on air that the reason that ISIS and the Taliban were so successful in recruiting new members was the certainty of their beliefs. Now, their beliefs were certainly insane, but they were certain in their insanity. They were unwavering in their belief in a caliphate. They probably still are. And that certainty in a world where people look for meaning, and it's human nature to look for meaning, for people who are oppressed and feel that they have a legitimate grievance against a certain culture or a certain country in the world, that certainty in that belief system offered a great deal of solace, meaning, and purpose to those people's lives, to those who were recruited. The reason that I want to talk about certainty, and let me go back in time a little bit to give this some context, and you'll see where I'm going with this. Aristotle argued for something of, I guess we could call it a cosmic intelligence. I think of it as universal law. In the United States, in our Constitution, Judeo-Christian beliefs and Judeo-Christian morality, and fundamentally a belief in natural law and natural rights, were all codified in the U.S. Constitution. And that codification said that man's rights were not given to us from some political power or some political entity, but they were bestowed on all people by nature. And therefore, as the Constitution says, are self-evident. They can't be taken away and they can't be added to by any political entity. There are fundamental rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that are ours by nature of creation. However, as more and more secularization crept into this country, the concept of natural rights bestowed upon us by a creator, as stated in the Constitution, along with other religious underpinnings, have kind of gone by the wayside. They've been eroded over time. The 60s are probably the benchmark, or at least the, maybe benchmark isn't the right word. The 60s were the flashpoint, the turning point, the Beatles, drugs, free love, anything goes. All of that shifted the entire culture on a downward slope away from those fundamentally bestowed, I'll call them God-given rights, that all humans are entitled to. From the 60s until currently, there's been a transition in our culture in the United States of replacing that natural bestowing, replacing God with technology, with experts, and with the elite. They have become the gods. Whether you're talking about globalism or socialism or Marxism or transhumanism, all of them transform the ruling political and technological classes into living gods who people worship now. I mean, Fauci says put on a mask, we put on a mask. The next month, Fauci says, take off the mask. We take off the masks, put the mask back on. Now we have Omicron or whatever the new one is called. We didn't want to call it Xi because we didn't want to insult poor Premier Chairman Xi of China. So Omicron, I think it is, put the mask back on. The gods, right? The elitists, the experts, the technologies, they're the expert. That's where we go to look for our direction instead of thinking for ourselves, which of course is why I do this podcast, because I am an advocate of thinking for yourself. What happens is when you take away a sense of power, when you take away authority from some being or entity or source beyond humankind, then you're left with a society that is created by those humans, which means, or the intellectual class, or the elites, or those who are technologically in charge, what you do is you give them the power to give or take away rights and privileges. That's where we are. That's what's happened. However, I am a strong proponent of what Abraham Joshua Heschel, who was a Holocaust survivor, wrote in the book, Man's Search for Meaning. Heschel said that those who survived the camps and those who didn't, the distinction between the two was that those who were able to survive the horrific conditions were able to find meaning even in their suffering. Meaning became the anchor on which they grounded themselves and onto which they held throughout the horror of the camps. And that's because we humans are hardwired for meaning and to find purpose. Now, the Democrat Party believe deeply and with certainty that wokeness and cancel culture and their way is the only way. They've become the evangelists for this globalist, futurist society that is centralized in one place, that is led by a few, that honors the elites and the technocrats, the rich and the famous, so to speak. And that belief that the Democratic Party has, and that belief that Marxism and socialism are pushing in this country, and even communism are pushing in this country, is as myopic and as crazy as those Islamic fundamentalists. Because it too has a blinder type certainty that they've got it 100% right. And if you don't see it their way, you're eliminated, you're canceled, you're blacklisted, you're deplatformed, you're fired from your job. Now, there are those of us who think the country is on the wrong track. So the question I ask myself and others is, so what are we certain of? What are those of us who don't want to see us to continue to go in the direction that we're going in? What are we certain of? And what are we so certain of that we're willing to promote it and defend it in the same way that those who have made gods out of the elite promote and defend with certainty their agenda? I think that it's fair to say that there are 8 that I could come up with off the top of my head, things that we are certain of. One is no one person will rescue us. No one. Not Bill Gates, not Donald Trump, not Santa Claus, nobody. No one person is going to get us out of this. Secondly, and that's because it's up to us individually, each one of us has to do our part. The third thing is that being taken care of 100%, whether it's universal basic income or free college or free stuff or free iPhones or free Obama money or whatever it is crippling. And it robs us of our will to create and our desire to achieve that is inherently part of being human. Fourth, that technology and technological development has outpaced and even usurped our ethical and moral development. And we have to get it back because the technology without ethics and morals is AI run amok. And AI run amok will be every futuristic horror science flick we've ever seen. 5, the more centralized the power, the more power those at the center demand. And I think we see that right now with what has happened globally with COVID, what is happening with the WHO, what is happening with the World Economic Forum, what is happening with the Biden administration and its edicts about how we are to behave within our individual states and who can have jobs and who can't have jobs, depending on whether or not you're willing to bend a knee to the edicts of the federal government, I think we're seeing that very thing in action, that the more centralized the power, the more power those at the core of the center demand. Six, something infinitely more intelligent than we humans created life. I think that respect for that something, no matter what you call it God, call it source, call it the big computer in the sky, whatever you call it, if you acknowledge that it's there, that there is something more intelligent than we humans, it instills in us both wonder and humility. Because without it, we humans are prone to arrogance and insatiable greed. Without a sense of personal responsibility and the consequences that flow therefrom, it's okay to steal and it's okay to lie. And if you doubt that, look at our politicians and look at our press. Seven, freedom always has a price. Something is always necessarily let go of in order to be free. I like to think of a bird in a cage, right? The bird has safety. It's secure within that tiny little space where it can peer out of those bars and see the world beyond it. But its soul and its instinct is to fly free. Yes, it'll be more dangerous and it'll be uncertain to give up the confines of the cage. But once that's done, the possibilities are endless. And lastly, we have been acting like cage birds. But the bird can't open its own door. We can. So let's throw open the doors of confinement and limitation. Let's say farewell to the elite gods and the false idols. And let's embark on a life of infinite possibilities the genius who created us intended for us to live. Thanks for listening. I hope you think about it all. I'll be back here again on Wednesday. And until I do, and until then, think for yourself.